All the readings of today teach us that accepting Jesus as our God and Savior and sacrificing everything in life to do the will of God are equivalent to discovering and possessing the most valuable treasure and a pearl of great price. The first reading tells us how the young King Solomon opted for the great treasure of accepting God to rule in his life by doing God's will. That is why he asked God for an understanding heart to distinguish right from wrong, so that he might govern the people properly. In the second reading, Paul teaches that God is calling us through various stages of spiritual growth, like predestination, call, justification, and glorification. It is our duty to cooperate with God's grace to grow into personal relationship with Jesus, our greatest treasures. In the gospel of today, we are presented with three parables. Jesus compares the kingdom of God to a treasure hidden in a field, to a pearl of great value, and to a net thrown in the sea, collecting all types of fish. In the first parable, the kingdom of God is compared to a buried treasure. The one who finds the treasure sells all that he or she has to purchase the field where it is buried. We must remember that in early days, the ordinary persons could not avail the facilities of banks, and burying the valuable things in the ground was a possible alternative. Palestine was a land of political unrest, frequent battles, foreign invasion encouraged people of Palestine to bury their treasures like money and jewelry in their fields. Because of some war or some other unforeseen calamity, they might have to leave the place and not able to take their belongings with them. Sometimes unclaimed and forgotten, the hidden treasures await some lucky finder. What many do not realize is that the treasure buried in the field legally belongs to the owner of the field and not belong to the finder. Therefore, the person who finds it sells everything and purchases the land in order to become its owner. So this parable teaches that there must be a total detachment from all that one has in order to attach oneself to the kingdom and to its value. Secondly, Jesus compares the kingdom of heaven to a merchant searching for the finest pearl. When the merchant finds the finest pearl, he sells all he has to possess it. The parable of the pearl makes the point that the sacrifice of everything must be made for this one thing of immense value. Those who have not sacrificed everything for it will not have this treasure and will come to know how much they have lost. And what is common between these two parables, the parable of the hidden treasure and the parable of the pearl, is that the attitude of those who found it, attitude of the people who found it, when they recognize the value of the treasure, the pearl, that is the kingdom of God, they sell everything to possess it. They sacrifice everything. They are ready to bear any cost to possess it. Both men didn't bargain over the price when they found their treasure. Neither did they complain about the cost of their purchases. Their friends might have mocked at them, saying, "What happened to these guys?" But their actions would have been considered foolish by the world. Whatever expenses or sacrifices they made were insignificant when compared to what they gained. A slight difference also has been pointed out between these two stories. In the first, the man was not actually looking for a treasure, but the treasure was found by chance. The pearl in the second parable was found after a diligent search. The man was on the lookout for the pearl of great price. So what does it mean? So these are two different ways by which God is revealed to man, or people find the kingdom of God, different ways. For some, God is revealed to through ordinary life situation, merely by chance. For others, by diligent search or by careful discernment. So no matter which way one finds it, what is important and necessary is the wisdom to recognize the surpassing worth of the kingdom of God and be part of it. So these parables reminds us that the most precious things in life are to know God and to live according to the gospel. The treasures, the pearls of lasting value, are the things of God. What the parable really teaches is that when discovers Jesus and his vision of life, everything else in his life becomes secondary. That is what St. Paul meant when he said in letter to Philippians, chapter 3, verse 8, "I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as refuse, in order that I may gain Christ." He continues again, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." The message of today to us Christians is your faith, your Christian living, your closeness to God, the treasure of your life? Are you willing to risk everything for these treasures? Most of the time, we are chasing false treasures such as money, status, or pleasure. Let us remember that God's kingdom, the gospel, our faith, are the pearl and the treasures that we have to find and keep. Let the Lord make you rich with these treasures and pearls.